WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Here we are with another special on the Newport Music Festival. Festival is well underway, as a matter of fact, almost finished at this point. Just a few more days of activities. We have coming up on the Tuesday, next Tuesday, we'll have a musical garden party we also have Broadway at Blythewald and all kinds of events that have been taking place. And with me tonight are two of the artists that have been performing at the festival, and in particular, one that's been here for many, many years. Daniel Delpino is here, pianist, right? How many years, Daniel, have you been involved with the Newport Festival?
18 years.
18, yes. And you're only 20 years old.
So well, exactly.
Started as a young man, I guess. So 18 years. And I thought I was going to be just interviewing you, but I found out that we have a bonus. We have another artist that's come along and is here, Irina, and I'm going to mess up your last name. Why don't you say your name the way you'd like it said?
Morishano.
Marishano.
Yes.
Okay. And violin is your game?
Violin is my game. You couldn't have a pianist without a violinist.
Well, you have to have both, I guess. Well, welcome to both of you. Let's find out a little bit about your background. And Irina, let's start with you. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Romania.
Okay.
But I have been living in the United States for half of my life.
Really?
Yeah, I came here as a student.
Mm-hmm.
And
to where? To what... What school?
My first place to land was Champaign, Illinois. And as I'm a big city girl, needless to say, it was a little bit of a shock to live for 2 years in a small Midwestern place. But then I auditioned to the New England Conservatory in Boston, and Boston really became my home.
Oh, okay.
Really wonderful, needless to say, it's a city full of music.
Right. So you're not far away. So Boston and the conservatory, and you've been playing professionally ever since then?
I've been playing professionally and you know, trying to make the whole United States my professional playground.
Right. And we'll talk later. There's some CDs that are available for purchase. We'll talk about that and so forth. And you've been playing at the festival this week. And how many times? Is this your second time here?
This is my sixth year.
But
I'm as excited as I was on my first year.
Okay, I didn't realize it had been that long. Okay, well, great. So both of you are veterans of the festival, and I'm sure have played in some interesting places. Do you always play in the same venue when you come here? Like, have you played at one of the mansions consistently, or you move around?
One of the best things about this festival is that there's several places where we play. So, mm-hmm. Of course, there's the Breakers.
Right.
There's the Elms where we just played a concert. That's the usual place for morning concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Art Museum. I haven't played there yet, but I played there last year. It was a wonderful place. There's the Emmanuel Church. It's great that we play in different venues where the acoustic is different, where people are sitting differently. So music is experienced by the audience in various ways.
Right. And Daniel, for you, in all these years, you must have seen lots and lots of places, right?
Yeah. And we've been changing also places and venues over the years. Yeah, some of them remain the major ones like Breakers or the Elms, but other ones were just for 1 year or 2 years.
WCRI does its part to try to help out a little bit with the Newport Music Festival. As most of you know that are listening to the show, we normally have Pamela Pantos here with me, and talking about events that are coming up. You may not realize that Pamela is on every week with me, and we have been hosting this together for many, many shows now. This is actually show number 68. So this has been going on for a long time, talking about the festival. And WCRI sponsors one of the days, which Danny, you played at just last week, at the Elms, that Music from Around the World, 1893 Around the World concert, which was great. And WCRI is happy to be doing that. Daniel, a little bit about your background. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Spain. I was accidentally born in Lebanon. I say accidentally because my father is a journalist and he was a correspondent there at that time. Both my parents are Spaniards.
So and your birth wasn't an accident, just the place.
Yeah, the place, yes. And then we moved back to Spain, and again we left for Morocco, and that's where I started piano in Morocco, and then went back to Spain, and then came to study in the U.S. later on.
And you in the U.S. now?
No, I live in Spain.
Still live in Spain, yeah. Okay. So, but commute, so to speak.
Yes, yes. I still come often to the U.S.
Yeah. How did you start getting interested in a piano? At what age?
Well, it was a very strange story. I mean, my father was an amateur pianist, and he always loved piano, but we never had a piano at home. And one day, a friend of mine was given as a present a little Casiotone. I don't know if you remember those little keyboards that mm-hmm. only had like sure. 2-3 octaves.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very nice. I loved the rhythms it could do, the sounds. And my father saw that I was sort of musical, so he gave me a bigger electrical keyboard. And after that, he decided that let's go for the upright piano. And that was the start. I was about 10 years old.
All right. And Marina, how about you? When did you start playing the violin?
I was 6.5 years old, which by violinist standards is pretty old. And like Daniel, we did not have a piano at home. I wanted to play the piano. There's something intrinsically beautiful about the sound of the piano. So my parents gave me as a Christmas present a violin, which I had absolutely no interest in. Somehow agreed to take lessons and do it fairly seriously. But the day I decided to be a violinist was when in fifth grade my teacher assigned me a beautiful piece by Tchaikovsky called Meditation. And I had a recording with the great violinist David Oistrakh. And when I heard how a violin could sound in such a wonderful piece of music, that's when my heart was stolen by the violin.
Well, there you go. All right, fell in love right there. Okay. All right, well, we're going to get to some music. And you have a CD out that has a couple pieces that we're going to listen to right off the bat here. The first track and second track, what are the pieces called?
This is a piece by Romanian composer George Ionescu. They're called Airs in Romanian Folk Style. And there, I believe, this is the U.S. recording premiere of the piece, because even though they were written in 1926, the piece stayed in form of a manuscript in the Ionescu Museum in Bucharest until the year 2006, when they were published.
Hmm. All right.
So it's a wonderful piece of music that reflects Ionescu's upbringing, hearing the village band, whose leader was a violinist, and the saying goes that he was also Ionescu's first violin teacher.
Hmm.
So this music is literally impregnated with the sounds of folk Romanian music.
What?
Thank you.
Get a little music from you, so we have a couple cuts from your CD. What are we going to be listening to?
We are going to be listening to Nikolai Kapustin, who is a Ukrainian composer that is still alive. And he was not discovered until relatively recently by pianist Stephen Osborne, and then some other pianists that really worked on his music and presented to the world was Marc-André Hamelin, which I admire very much. And so we will listen to two of his etudes, Opus 40, that I had the honor to record a few years ago.
Okay, we'll listen to those and take a short break. Thank you. We are back with our special program about the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, and very happy to be sitting with Arena and Daniel, and we're talking about the music that they've played at the Newport Music Festival over the last couple of weeks, and it's great to have them back in Newport again. And we're going to go and listen to some more music for most of the rest of the program, but I'd like you to explain what we're going to listen to next.
So the next piece belongs to the romantic virtuoso repertoire of the violin. It's a Pablo de Sarasate piece called Zigeunerweisen, Gypsy Airs. And Sarasate was one of the composers, like Brahms, for example, who was really interested in the exotic virtuoso music of the gypsies. And so this is his homage to what one can do, how many acrobatics one can do on the violin.
On the violin. Now, if people want to listen to get more of this, you have these CDs available for purchase, right? You have
and they're also available for purchase at the festival.
At the festival, but people can go to a website and order them?
Yes, irinamorishanu.com.
I think maybe you should spell that.
It's IrinaMurisanu.
All right, there you go. And check it out and buy yourself a CD in the meantime.
Thank you.
Daniel, your turn. Let's hear a piece of music that you'd like to play for us next.
Yes, it's called Dueto, and it's written for two violas and piano. And I'll tell a little bit about it. When I was a kid, I liked very much to compose and to play piano, but I stopped composing after a while. And one time, my wife is a violist, and we were playing a concert with her and another violist. We were playing Brahms sonatas, each of them. And at the end, we realized we didn't have an encore to play the three of us. So I checked online and couldn't find anything. So I decided to write my own little piece for us for this single occasion. And that's the piece we will hear.
Wow, great. All right. And if people are interested in, do you have a website or some way for people to get your music?
They should write an email to me because it's not published.
Okay,
it's
just, all right.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about that in the next segment. But right now, I want to get this in before I.
I have-
Welcome back to our special presentation on the Newport Music Festival, kind of a wrap-up program where we've been talking for quite a long time now, for 8 or 9 weeks, about the upcoming festival, and it's almost over. There are just a few events left. If you'd like to find out what is left, go to newportmusic.org, and you can click right on there and see what programs there are and what tickets are available. And if you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way, you can use a telephone. I have one of those crank things at home. You wind it up and call 401-849-0700. So you can do that. Talk to a live person if you don't want to go on the website and check it out. Right now we have just a couple pieces of music left that we'd like to play for you tonight. Arena, let's talk about yours first, and what's this going to be?
This is a little bit of a summer piece, let's call it that way. Astor Piazzolla Tango Etude number 3. Piazzolla is, of course, a very well-known name who brought the tango on the stage, so to speak. Mm-hmm. He took it from, you know, the wonderful street side where people were dancing on the streets to...
Do you dance while you play?
I just pretend I'm dancing. Okay. Maybe I put a rose in my hair. I put this piece in my CD, Four Strings Around the World, that showcases the many, many voices that the violin has in various musical cultures. And in some way, this is related to how much variety of music there was at the Newport Music Festival. We had Baroque music, Mozart mornings, mm-hmm. French music, a whole evening of American composers, including contemporary composers. And I'm sure the audience noticed that and appreciated it.
Thank you.
Beautiful music. And I meant to mention the piece that we heard before this one from you was recorded live, right?
Yes.
And that's quite an accomplishment to get the quality you want while playing in front of an audience, right?
Nothing like it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in tonight. We're going to finish up with a piece from Daniel. But thank you for being here. It's great to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
And I hope you come back, and continue with the Newport Music Festival.
I certainly hope so, too.
Great. Daniel, we have time for one more piece from you. And before you introduce it, I do want to thank you also for coming in, taking the time out of your busy time here at the festival to come and share some of your stories with our audience. What is this last piece you have for us?
Well, this last piece, there is an organization in Spain called the Nonprofit Music that is devoted to presenting composers that are living composers that write in a consonant style as opposed to a dissonant style. And so one of these composers, a wonderful composer, Pavel Karmanov from Russia. And so here is the recording of Second Snow on the Stadium for viola and piano. And really great piece. And thank you so much for having us here.
It's great to have you both. All right, we'll listen to this, and then we'll see you next time with the Newport. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.